Philly's home for Old School, Old School 100.3. It's that time, the end of the month, and these months are surely flying by. But as promised, each and every month, at the end of the month, Dr. Tina Scott will be joining us for your monthly mental check-in. Is that what I called it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yes. It's a tongue twister. I might have to change it. Your monthly mental check-in. How are you, Dr. Scott?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So a lot of domestic violence has been happening in the media lately, between spouses, between couples, between parents and children. What can someone do before it reaches that level?
There is a lot that one can do, but sometimes people are just too fearful to take a step. But just noticing, like, the red flags, the signs that are going on is very important. So if you notice that you have a spouse or you're in a relationship and someone is emotionally abusive, they're constantly using intimidation against you and towards you. They're not allowing you to be with your friends. They're pretty much trying to isolate you, or some of the signs that you're headed down a road that is really not healthy for you in the long run in that relationship.
And as far as children, parents with children, I know this is always going to be a debate on discipline and chastising your children. But, at what point does it go too far? How can you avoid it getting to that level?
Well, when you're talking about children and abuse with children, there are certain signs as far as when you're hitting your child and you're leaving marks. And two, we got to look outside of just the physical. It can be emotional abuse, constantly putting the child down, just saying things that are degrading versus empowering the child. And unfortunately, the child often sees when the parents are being abusive to each other, and it causes a lot of emotional turmoil within the child.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, sometimes I know it sounds crazy, but I think mental and emotional abuse is a lot worse than physical.
Yes, yes. And it really depends on the individual and the relationship.
Wow. So there are, some steps and some ways in which to avoid getting to that level of abuse, and you certainly, don't need the paparazzi if you're famous, or anybody taping it with a phone. I mean, if you're outside and you just happen to get into it with your spouse or partner or your children on an elevator, because there are cameras everywhere, but you shouldn't just be doing it at all, not even because of the cameras, not behind closed doors either.
So, it's unfortunate, though, because some of the times when people are in the media, it seems like the cameras are always rolling on them. However, when you're dealing with your everyday person, they deal with this stuff on a day-to-day basis. I was just watching something on TV, how there was physical violence between a man and a woman, and the man was the initiator. And everyone came around to try to intervene and stop it and pretty much tell him what he was doing wrong. But on the flip side, they showed when the woman was the one that was actually abusing the man, how everyone was laughing and thought it was funny.
Wow.
Abuse, statistics shows that it's 40% domestic violence dealing with the men as the one that's suffering. So it goes both ways. And I know the media is hyping it up and talking about how we as women, and I'm not minimizing that, but it goes for the man as well as the woman. It's abuse in both directions. However, when the man is the one that's being abused, sometimes people look at it like, why don't you man up? But there's still some other serious factors involved with that.
There definitely are. And if someone is reaching out and needs help, wants somebody to talk to, how can they reach you?
They can reach me by just calling me directly at 215-519-2531. But also, if someone is suffering in right now, dealing with domestic violence, there's a hotline that there's someone available 24/7, 365 days a week. And that hotline number is 1-800-799-7233. There is help out there for you if you're experiencing any type of abuse. You don't have to sit there and you don't have to take it.
Dr. Tina Scott, thank you so much for joining us for this monthly mental check-in. We will talk to you in October.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Derek.
Yes.
Look forward to it.
Hopefully I'll talk to you sooner than that.
Okay.
All right. Thank
All right.
you. We're Old School 100.3.